Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Something draws near. I can feel it.
This looks extraordinarily bad.
I have just created something totally illogical.
I think this is the beginning of X.
Super awesome podcast.
Doesn't download itself.
It's a trap.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Batman coming at you like Saint Nick.
Oh yeah. As you guys have already noticed, it is the first annual It's a Trap Week podcast.
It's a trap.
As you can tell, we've got
It's a trap.
By first annual, you mean second annual. It's the second time we've done this.
Well, that's true, but. Okay, yeah. But
the first one was kind of an unintentional It's a Trap Week.
Yeah, this is the intentional final rivalry week. It's a trap week, so.
And just a real quick trip down memory lane. Why were we doing that? Was it because Alabama was coming up with or Ole Miss was coming up with a new mascot or something?
Yeah,
and they were debating doing the Admiral Akbar.
One of the third ones was the third choice was an Akbar.
Hilariously,
Akbar didn't make the final ballot. Like the three choices were a bear, like a shark or something, and then some ridiculous thing called Hottie Toddy.
Boy, yeah.
Hottie Toddy or something like that.
ridiculously enough, one of my neighbors from last year. Her boyfriend was one of the key contributors to the whole Admiral Akbar campaign.
It was Ole Miss.
Nice.
So that's pretty special right there. Apparently, he was on the commercial. Remember when the ESPN did that commercial for it?
Which guy was he?
I don't know.
You got to find out.
He was Hottie Toddy, or the shark with the straw hat, the land shark with the straw hat.
In any case. There you have that. But let's hop into the review here, I suppose. Joe, why don't we just knock yours out first?
Oh, really? We're just going to knock out when I score 319? We're not going to make a big deal out of it or anything?
Yeah, it's about time you scored over 300 points.
It's about time. I guess it is about time. I just couldn't get the ball in the hole.
So, Joe, you got anything to say about this? Or you just
check out that D. My D finally came to play, and this is like a
Joe. At one point, you gloated to me that you beat Jack. You were beating Jack by over 100 points.
It was close.
You didn't.
No, that's true. I didn't. Production across the board, no single-digit pointers. You got Drew Brees getting close to 50. Percy Harvin over 30, and then let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 people at 20 or above on defense, and then Tyvon was at 19.5. So pretty fucking good, y'all.
Lots of points. You followed up last week's stinker with quite a showing.
Yeah, they really didn't like that stank from last week of losing to the Bags.
Delicious.
I wrote 310 up on the chalkboard, and whenever we broke huddle. You know, we said 310, and then came through.
Nice. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
It's pretty special.
Let's look at the bigger surprise in this game, and that's Jack putting up 220.
220, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, no, no one was expecting that.
No, points out of Fitzpatty and Grossman.
Ba-boom. Does Taylor play Wiz next week? I think something like that, and so suddenly that's not a gimme game.
Yeah.
Jack's fighting.
Jack could have even put up more points if he got a little bit more points out of the kicker and his two linebackers there and getting three.
Yeah, you can't expect Jason Hansen to only get 1 point in that game.
Yeah, Joe really lucked out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think, if Jason Hansen had a normal game, it might have been a little closer.
Yeah, it might have been.
But yeah, it holds true to form that Jack, whenever he changes the name, he always at least puts up a good score, if not wins. Clearly, he didn't win, but this is one of his better scores of the year, so. On the heels of a name change. In any case, Joe, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Wrapped up the number one seed. Wrapped up another 11-win season, at least. looking, I'm feeling pretty good, gentlemen, going into the playoffs.
And wrapped up another non-championship season.
Yahtzee.
Next game.
Excellent. All right, let's go to...
Let's go to a game that didn't have as many points. Oh, wait, that's all the other games.
Jake, you want to do yours?
Yeah, sure. It wasn't a game. Lee was never in it. His team sucked.
Yeah, Lee really blew on.
It just blew on right off the bat and never blew back off.
Yeah.
I mean, 0, 0, 0, 0, negative 4, 5, 7, 9.
Yeah.
I think I can stop.
If not for Wes Welker and Jason Avant getting off, I mean, who knows? It could have been real bad.
Real, real bad.
He was working the double tight end set.
He's working a double tight end set. He's starting Matt Flynn and Blaine Gabbert. I mean,
I was on G-Chat the other day, and he immediately apologized to me.
His two D-men, like his two, you know, flex D-men position players, got 0 points.
That's a very good sign. Oh, God.
And actually, his bench didn't fare too much better looking at it. He had Von Miller have a great game. I'm a little worried about why Von Miller's not starting at this point because he's had some enormous scores the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Von Miller's last scores, 11, 16, 30, and then this looks 25, and for some reason he's on the bench. And he's wearing some picture. Check out Von Miller's picture. He's wearing some glasses.
It's ridiculous.
What?
It looks like someone photoshopped him on.
It does.
He's wearing like old school rec specs or something.
It doesn't look natural.
Looks like he's about to play racquetball. But I mean, look at those other scores though. Malcolm Floyd 0, LaDainian Tomlinson 0, Troy Polamalu 4, Charles Johnson 4.
Yeah, but Raplesberger.
Yeah.
Could have added some points.
I could have helped him out.
Which is interesting. I mean, why is he on the bench and why is Matt Flynn starting? Why is Blaine Gabbert? So, I mean, we can't get into the mind of Lee here. Yeah. All I know is my team is really round into good form, good 200 point a week form for that losers playoffs.
Yeah, it could work out well. You could get that sweet seventh overall seed.
I don't think I can get the seventh. I still got a shot at the eighth. But the DJ Williams has finally stepped. You know, he's here and he's doing his thing. So hopefully that'll take him to that next level.
It's about honking time.
All right.
But yeah, no, solid score out of Jay Skies over there.
Yep. All right, that's really it.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go into this anymore.
That's a pretty good score. I mean, 120 points less than mine, but it was pretty good.
Yep.
Okay.
Lee couldn't quite get half of what I put up, but it was a pretty good score.
All right, let's go to probably the least interesting game of the week, Taylor and Arm.
Mm-hmm. Are back to his mid 100s.
Yeah, well, that's actually kind of surprising considering Adrian Peterson is now out as well. So he should be in the low 100s.
Yeah,
the people who
played for Arm actually did pretty well.
They did. They did. Reggie Wayne got off. Eric Decker, nice game.
Not a good game from Ray Rock or D. Rarrell Smith.
Mm-hmm.
No. But still, I mean. A respectable 156, considering Arm is really shitty and locked out of his team.
And Taylor's team pretty much sucked besides Sanchez and Victor Cruz.
Yeah, and you're not going to count on those two.
Yeah, that is true. That is true indeed.
And Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch, and Michael Bush. I mean, those are his four top scorers.
Yikes.
That's not good. I mean, Michael Bush is about to not be starting anymore. Otherwise, that'd be good, but he's going to...
Yeah, but look at all those sweet, sweet Sedben points on the bench.
Ooh, I didn't see the Sedben points. He's not still suspended?
No, apparently not, and he's kicking.
It's a good thing Taylor added Matt Leinart to that lineup. I mean, you know, it's a good thing he picked him up while he could.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to go with TJ Yates? Has anyone picked up the Yatester?
Not that I've seen, but I haven't really taken a close look yet.
I think Yates, Garcia, and Jake DeLome are still all available.
They picked up Garcia, too? That's a joke.
I think they just picked up
Delhomme. Yeah.
Or did they actually pick up Delhomme?
Yeah. They actually picked up Delhomme.
I thought they were just threatening to.
No. They picked his ass up.
Oh, fuck.
That wasn't a league-wide threat right there.
Sucks to be a Houston fan right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In any case, yeah, Taylor got the easy win, getting him to 9 wins. So.
Gonna challenge you.
Yeah.
Arm with those double-digit losses. Next.
Gotta love it.
It's a Big Ten.
You want to go to D-Red and the Wolves?
Yes. Yeah. Wolves never had a chance.
No, but they put up a good fight.
A little bit, but they were never really in it.
Man, Tomothy Brady, 37 points, pretty solid.
Yeah.
Those bottom two linebackers, Witherspoon and Greenway, pretty solid.
That's real nice.
Everything in between, not very solid.
Everything else, pretty weak.
Especially that Julio Jones.
He's doing
Julio!
The...
He played, too. Julio played.
He's doing a double tight end set.
Ouch.
He's got Reginald Bush in his lineup.
Yeah, that's always his recipe for disaster.
Andre Carter came back down to reality with that two-point performance.
Can we safely say that the worst managerial decision of the year was Rangs dropping Tim Tebow?
I don't know about that.
Nah.
I mean, Tim Tebow's been getting all, aside there's, from that Detroit Lions game.
There's got to be something way worse than that.
I don't know, man. I mean, he's got...
Are we excluding the draft?
Yeah, I'm saying straight waiver wire or free agent pickup.
I don't know. Someone drafted AJ Green and then dropped him, and I picked him up. He's been in my lineup ever since. That was like week, maybe even before week one. And then of course, and then Bags, you of course had some horrific trades, so we have to factor those in.
Yeah, that's true.
Joe, you traded me Jason Cribbs for
you mean Josh.
For someone who's not on, whatever. For someone who's not on a roster anymore.
Cribs and I dropped, just straight up dropped, Hester.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know, though.
I'm the only person who hasn't made a bad free agent pickup.
Right, exactly.
In any case, Tebow really galvanizing the D-Red squad over there.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he really does need that other quarterback, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does.
So, yeah. And that Lauren Robinson as well, really getting off for him, too.
Yeah, that's going to stop happening when...
Miles Austin gets back?
Yep.
When is that? He's been out like the whole season, hasn't he, pretty much?
I think he's coming back soon.
Yeah,
this
I heard
week
some
next
whispers
week.
That he...
I know, but like, how many games has he played?
I think he's only missed four weeks, I thought.
Nah,
I think he missed a couple weeks
in the beginning, too.
And then started playing, then missed the stretch. That might be right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just not steady production in his offense anywhere. I mean, I guess DeMarco Murray's not bad, but outside of that, you can't rely on anybody in that lineup.
That's true.
Calvin Johnson? Shit.
He got that lame garbage time touchdown. I mean, he's lucky to have gotten that many points.
Yeah, but that's what he does. I mean, look at he's,
yeah,
that's
he
not,
hasn't scored single
that's
digits
not
all
what he
year.
Does.
He's not a garbage time player. He's infamous for that. He hasn't been under 13 points the entire season.
You can
yeah, his last 3 weeks were
13,
13, and 14. He's coming down. Good lord, is he bald next week, too.
We'll get to that a little later. In any case, yeah, D-Red getting another win, climbing up the seeding pool here.
Yep.
The Wolves.
He's going to find himself in the top division again, possibly. And he's not going to be happy about it.
Not at all. I can't wait. All right. Let's go to my game, I guess.
Touche.
Let's.
My boys decided to take the week off after the tremendous beatdown of Jose last week.
Mm-hmm. Man, you got really reamed on Monday night.
Yeah. Big time.
Not good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my wide receivers just stunk it up, and my defense didn't do much better, so.
Nope.
Yep.
What can you do?
Way to go, OC.
Yeah.
OC was really looking real good.
The now benched OC.
You dropped, you mean, right?
You dropped
that's what I meant.
Dumbass.
He's back in the free agent pool. He's back swimming in the pool.
That's the performance out of Vincent Jackson that I was looking for last week.
I thought you said that was the performance out of Jordy Nelson you were looking for last week.
That too. Oh,
I already said Jordy Nelson, but I just noticed that V-Jack's got 4.5 points.
Yeah, V-Jack seems to either score really poorly or incredibly well. So hopefully he starts scoring incredibly well. But Andrew gets another win, locks up that playoff spot. In fact, passes Lee for the 5th overall seed.
Does Andrew always start Denarius Moore and he always gets 0 points?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think he started him 1 week, And then Moore got hurt.
Look at Denarius Moore's last 6 weeks. We'll go 7. 0.27, 1.2, 8, 14.9, 31.8, 6, 0.
That is a nice curve right there.
It is. Duh, Denarius.
But, he got... Phillip Rivers didn't shit the bed, so that's always a good sign for Drew.
And obviously...
Drew's bench is really feces.
Oh, is it?
Well, he's got a bunch of injured guys on that bench, right?
That's what I'm saying, looking real feces.
Besides Beanie.
Beanie.
Oh, Javid Best was IR'd. When did that happen?
Who's their starting running back now?
Kevin
Maurice
Smith,
Morris?
Right?
No, he got hurt.
Oh, he's hurt again?
It's that legend Kevin Smith.
I don't know.
Next game.
Yeah.
Is this the final game, Rags and Hank?
Yeah. Yep. I guess the best game, the closest game at least.
Very exciting.
Especially with Seabass.
Seabass, 23 points.
That's a delight. Hank really blew the game here.
Seabass has been carrying ranks.
Oh, Alex Smith. Oh.
Yeah. Alex Smith, Mike Wallace getting nothing. Michael Boley, Evan McCordon.
Oh, Alex Smith negated his balling.
I was about to say, I really appreciate that symmetry between the balling and the neg actual score.
He got the inverse ball.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's not. That's bad.
But they both go over 200, so that's, I guess, something to hang your hat on. I don't know. I mean, they're both not in the playoffs.
Jesus, Johnny Knox, 33 points.
Mike Williams, 20.4.
This could be a prequel to the Losers Championship.
Could very well be, although Jake, I hope you have something to say about that.
Obviously, yeah. I will. I'm just saying. I'm just being realistic here.
Excellent.
There's Kevin Smith, speak of the devil. Let's see what it says. He was very limited at practice. He's moving gingerly.
Sounds like a good prognosis. But yeah,
sounds like Greg Oden.
I think that's pretty much gonna do it for the recap, right?
Riggity recap.
Let's go into El Scorcho and Crab.
My crab is Alex Smith. What do you go, douche?
Yeah,
I go small hands. Small hands.
Yeah, I think we're all on that Alex Smith crab train right now.
I'm gonna stay in that same game with my other one, El Scorcho, Seabass. Take it to the house, son.
23 points. That is ridiculous for a kicker. Joe, you got an El Scorcho?
It's hard to pick out one player from my team. For the El Scorcho, they're all deserving of it, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
I'll give it to I'll give it to Breeze with that ridiculous run of his where he nearly blew out his knee. Scored damn near 50 points.
All right. I will also give it to Breeze because he almost scored 50 points. And he propelled Joe to the highest overall raw score, I believe, correct?
Yeah, more than correct. For real.
For reals. Yeah. What do we want to do here? Let's,
Hit that drop, Bags. Hit the drop.
Everything around us can be represented and understood through numbers. Into the flux
capacitor. Technically speaking, the procedure is...
My brain gets real.
If you are looking for a trouble, you found it.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's exact, all right?
That's the final frontier.
Woo 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 woo. Statman, motherfucker.
That was the Statman drop?
I guess. I didn't know what he was talking about. Joe, yeah, go ahead. Tell us what's going on with the stats.
Thanks to Jimmy D's efforts, we've got some stats up for your asses.
Basically, what I did was for 3 straight hours, I highlighted everyone's scores, everybody's scores for everyone every week. And I did see one thing that was straight, that had me straight tripping for a while. There was, I can't remember who it was, but someone had a San Francisco 49er defensive back who had an asterisk by their name. Uh-huh. And it was because they got -4 points for fumbling it.
What?
That had me straight tripping.
That's a delight.
A defensive back?
Yes.
Had 2 fumbles?
Yep.
That is not good.
That smells like a Nate Clements performance.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely, I think it was definitely Nasty Nate.
In any case, so Jake put some real internsmanship like work into it.
Mm-hmm. And then I tweaked the spreadsheets a little bit, a little copy out here. I haven't gotten around to doing everything that I need to update yet. For instance, I haven't really done anything with the flex position. Last year the flex position was just wide receiver, running back. This year it's wide receiver, running back, tight end. So if you like put a tight end there, it's not going to register that as part of your tight end average. If you look at your optimal score and you have tight ends on the bench and you should have put one of them in, it's not going to realize that. So there's definitely some stuff that I need to adjust. But for the most part, everything's pretty much set. Oh, and obviously the head-to-head, none of that data has been set yet because we haven't put the schedule in, because that's a huge pain in the ass. But hopefully by next week we'll have that data as well.
If you wanna check your medals or anything like that, you can go to the stat website, correct?
Yeah, you can go to the stat website. It's up there. Bags will put a link to it in the pod, maybe also on the homepage of the league. Mm-hmm. And just a real quick rundown of what you're going to be looking at when you go here for the new people or for the old people who need a refresher. The master sheet has everyone's lineup from every week. All the teams, and then there's a whole bunch of figures there that you can look at under your table, and then a lot of that data is then used in the position ranks. So if you click on the position ranks, you can see it's sorted there by position. So you can see your average QB on a week-to-week basis. If you look at the bottom of each week, you can see what the average score was that week, what the highest score was, what the lowest score was that week, and what the standard deviation was. And then if you scroll all the way to the right, you can see what your team's total is, what their average is, what their deviation is, and what their rank is compared to everyone else. So like right now I'm looking at the QB rankings. It looks like Bags has the is averaging the number 3 highest quarterback points with 18.5. Bags, the power of
Aaron Rodgers.
Because I don't know who your second QB is other than Bradford and Gabba Gabba for a little while there.
Gabba 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 gabba.
Yo bugga bugga.
It looks like Arm has the lowest. He's averaging 8 points per quarterback, and that is actually astonishingly high considering he's had Henny in for the entire season.
Henny.
And Cutler's been out a couple weeks now too.
We can do it for the Henny.
It's crazy. Anyway, and so then head to head, pretty much you can skip that for now because I haven't gotten all the stuff in. Team ranks you can kind of skip too because that pulls off the head to head. And then the medals, of course, is that data is just pulled straight from the position ranks.
And the sweet power wins bar graph.
And the power wins down there as well. As you can see, there's 4 teams really hogging the power wins. Myself, Bags, Taylor, and D-Red, all over 90 power wins. And then
wow, you know what's really convenient? You four have the 4 highest point totals.
Yeah.
I wonder how that worked out.
Yeah, well, it's not our fault that you're just a horrible manager, Jake.
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at. So Bags has a solid chance of getting over 100 power wins.
No, he doesn't.
D-Red and D-Red actually has more power wins than Taylor, but both of them have a chance to get over 100 power wins. And then, unfortunately, with my 2 stinker of a weeks, the past 2 weeks. I have fallen off the pace and will no longer be able to catch Jake with his all-time record of power wins of 123 back in 2004.
Man, was I crushing up on some fools back then.
You were
then.
Really crushing.
That might have been when we had a 14-team league, though. Do you know?
No. That was.
Oh, hey!
That was the first 12
team. That was the first year. The first year of the bag league. The first official bag league year.
Really laying some fools out.
You and Bag.
If I did that nowadays, I'd be flagged for unnecessary runs.
It's true.
The game has changed.
Game has changed. watch.
Yeah.
Speaking of the game has changed, and since the show's kind of wrapping up, did you guys check out, did you guys hear Marv, no, not, what's his stupid little midget's name? Dude's what? Rant during the middle of the halftime of the Monday Night Football game?
No.
Who's the little midget reporter guy? He's a schmuck.
Sal Pantoja?
No. He's one of the main Monday Night Football. Not one of the three people, but like.
Chris Berman?
Nance, maybe? Is it not Nance, though?
Jim Nance is on CBS.
It's not Nancy.
Anyway, continue on.
Well, I don't have anything else.
I was just going to say, you gotta, if you haven't listened to his little deal yet, you need to. It was Bob Costas. That's who it was. Bob Costas. Listen to Bob Costas. His little,
That must have been on Sunday night then, right? Because doesn't Bobby do the Sunday night show?
Yeah.
It might have been. NBC. Yeah, it was definitely Sunday night. But yeah, he just went on this little rant about how the players, I don't know, about how they're all about, you know, preemptive celebrations and stuff like that. But he really went on a tear. And while it's going on, they're playing that LMFAO song in the background. It's just incredibly amusing.
He went off on Stevie Johnson, I assume?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent, excellent.
Shazam, it's on YouTube.
You going to link it to the page?
Yep.
Excellent. You're gonna post this with the mostest.
In any case, now that Jake's had his little tangent,
yeah, Bob Costas style.
Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip.
That's a trap.
Okay.
That's a trap.
That was a good one.
Let's take a trip into the commission's corner.
Have a seat right over there, please.
On whose authority?
You gotta go that out of the way.
The only difference between me and a homeless man is his job.
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power.
Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Evening, Commissioner.
Oh, that's definitely a trap.
Oh, we haven't been in there in the time.
I know, it's been airing out a little bit from last year's stand. Oh,
this trip to the corner is a trap.
Yes, it is. In any case, the theme of this Commission's Corner, as we mentioned on last week's podcast, that we were moving to a monetary buy-in style league. So this Commission's Corner will basically be us briefly going over what we think, or what we think we should do with the buy-ins and what the payouts should be and stuff like that. I hope that both Jake and Joe read my in-depth payout memo.
Yeah, whatever. It was 100 words. Yes, I read it.
Yes, yes. In any case,
I'm reading it right now.
Basically, there's two options we could do. We could do like a more normal option, which would just be everyone pays a certain amount. And then we just give all the winnings to the winner of the league, the championship game, you know, through the playoffs, the winner of the league sort of thing like that. But I came up with a bit more inclusive system where lots of people can get some monies.
Yeah, I think we have to do something like that where there's, like, money to be won every week or something like that. That's kind of, even if it's just, like, $5, you know, it's exciting shit.
Exactly. So basically what I've outlined here is that we need to do a buy-in of either multiples of 5 or 6. I think I'm leaning towards the 6 multiples. That's the one that I outlined in the little document we have here. In any case, basically what would happen is, say the buy-in's $36, we would immediately take $6 off the top from every person and put that in a championship fund, which is just the championship game. That's what you win in the championship game. And then another $6 from the $36 would be put into the regular season fund. Basically, depending on where you finish in the regular season, you would get some sort of money back from your buy-in for that. So that would go into there. And then the thing here, the thing with this is that I like most about this, perhaps, is that there's you get money back for rivalry week wins.
Wait, but Bax, couldn't you totally Jerry rig this thing and schedule yourself some nice cupcakes for your rivalry weeks?
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
No. I mean, two rivalry weeks automatically are just your division people.
Yeah, wait, aren't you in charge of the division formula?
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose, but I can. It's not like I'm gonna put myself. If I put myself in the fourth division, people will be calling me out. I'm not going to be cheating in that sense. In the word.
We're gonna lock you out, son.
Technically, I can only lock myself in. So, in any case, but yeah. So everyone, you would have, you know, if you win on a rivalry week, you would get like $6 back per win.
Basically, Bagman's looking for some feedback across the league. Tell us what you think here. If you like the idea of just being like, all right, everyone chips in $10, and then the winner gets $120 at the end of the year. Or if you'd rather do something, you know, like this, where we're saying, all right, you get a percentage of the money for the championship, percentage of the money for the regular season, percentage of the money for rivalry wins, percentage of the money for other funny stuff. Maybe, you know, every week, you know, if you get the high score or whatever. But yeah. And we can discuss this more in depth in another pod, maybe once we don't have as much stuff going on, like during the playoffs. And maybe that'll be an incentive for people to keep listening to the pod, too. But yeah, it's definitely something that we're going to be doing, something for you to start thinking about.
I might post the little thing with my example up on the board just so people can kind of understand what I'm trying to get at here. And also, clearly, we'd like your feedback on even if you would be interested in a buy-in league. I mean, I'm pretty sure that we're going to go there regardless unless there's only like four managers or five managers that want to do it. So, you know, hopefully we'll actually get some feedback on this. So. But yeah, no. Do you guys have anything to say about this?
I think we should. I mean, I just said we weren't going to go into any details, but I'm not sure if you're going to include this in your example or not. But I think we should definitely have some sort of like worst quarterback average prize,
gag prize.
Something. And I'm not exactly sure how it would work, but basically, if your two quarterbacks put up both negatives, or maybe if you went to negative 20 total or something like that, you would get some nice winnings. So, Jack, I'm basically setting that up just so you can have an excuse to win some money.
But I don't want to get it into a situation where, say, you have someone like myself or Jack who at this point in the season has no shot at making the playoffs. You know, I mean, and there's no way in hell we're not going to miss the loser playoffs. Like, I could intentionally start Tyler Palko and Dan Orlovsky.
Right,
but
it wouldn't be on a week to week basis. It would just be like, all right, your quarterbacks have to do insanely bad. So like, it would actually be kind of exciting for the rest of the league to be able to watch you do shitty, but not shitty enough to win the money, and dragging down all your precious historical averages just because you're trying to grab this, you know, extra $20
six
or whatever.
Bucks.
Yeah. It's not like it's going to be a huge prize here.
You're right.
But maybe it could be something that builds up. So like maybe like every week, you know, there's like $2 gets put in the pot. So the first week you'd only win $2. The second week, if no one, you know, hits the negative 20, it would go up to $4. Keep going like that. If no one hits it throughout the whole year, it rolls over into next year. It could end up being a pretty big prize at some point. So it could be hilarious.
Exactly. So we'll take some suggestions on gag prizes. Clearly, it probably should be some sort of quarterback average, if it's just quarterback average throughout the season, or worst quarterbacks for a week or something. But yeah, so we'll take some feedback on that as well. But I will post this on the message board, and you guys can take a look at the example that I've set forth, and it'll go into more depth on that. But I think that's done. That Commissioner's Corner wasn't too trappy, I hope. You guys want to do a little waiver wire?
Yeah, hit play the drop.
It's not like
There is no drop yet. You
hit me with it.
There's still no drop. That's coming next year.
It's a trap.
Not a lot of action.
Three people on IRs got dropped.
Dallas Clark still has not been dropped.
Oh, Daniel dropped the Norris after he played so well?
The Norris? Thirsty?
Bagman picking up my scraps again with J.J. Watt. Nah. That can't make you look good.
No, I can never find that D-lineman.
Yeah, thanks, I don't have one.
Thanks, you have the worst D-line, don't you?
I think I do, or I should.
No, I do. I do, and you're picking up the guy that I dropped, so have fun with that.
Excellent. Well, OC's hurt, so
but Jake, you have the worst D-line?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Man, you're averaging 4.4 points.
Hey!
But Bags isn't doing much better, 4.9.
Oh, hey! Ooh, we're fighting. We're duking it out.
You guys sandwiched Rangs, who has 4.9.
How about that? That could be the true... The true little bad award is whoever has, like, the worst average position. You know what I mean? Like, total position average. Like, right. we add up this person's, ranking in quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, all the positions. And whoever has that lowest or highest score gets that $6 back.
That's sweet, sweet $6.
Could be.
Yeah.
We're just having a truly horrific season all around.
Exactly. In any case, so I pick up more of Jake's scraps. Last time I picked up some Jake's scraps, though, they helped me beat Jake. So
they were good. Ooh. For 3 weeks, and then faded back into oblivion.
Exactly, and they were back on the scrap pile.
And you're also not going to be playing me anytime soon. So
that is true. We'll have to wait until week 8 next year. It looks like.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Lance,
Andrew made a whole slew of moves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some team speed. Got some team speed with Lance and Darius.
Yeah, he's getting ready for the playoffs.
And Tremont, big play D back for Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Taylor picking up some EJ Henderson while this pod is going on.
Yeah,
he's
what?
Not on IR yet. What?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm really confused right now.
This must be his first healthy season ever.
Wait, healthy? He's played in every game? Yeah, he has. He's just been really shitty for a few weeks, and then really good the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
And
he's, right.
And it's practice on Wednesday.
Yes!
Yahtzee.
That's the one.
He has had a sore knee that's bothered him much of the season.
Nice.
I think it's bothered him much of his life. Got him. In any case, that not very many waiver wire pickups, not many pickups in general. So.
That was it.
But yeah, let's go into the It's a Trap Week preview.
Hold on to your butts.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
Do or do not. There is no
truth. I'm not here to fuck around this week. Now you may be, but I'm not.
You shall never surrender.
We're going inside him. We're going outside him. Inside him, outside him. And if we get him on the run once, we're going to keep him on the run.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
Why do you persist?
Between living and dying.
Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man?
This is what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
Whoa, it's a scrap.
Should we just jump to the true trap game here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, it's obviously me and Jose.
Yes, it is.
And Jose's got nothing to play for. He's just smiling along, can't wait for the playoffs, can't wait for his bye week. He doesn't know what's going on. LeSean McCoy is already questionable. He's not going to play. You know, Joe's just sitting there with his thumb up his ass, and I'm just gonna sneak him in. He's gonna put up like 210, and I'm gonna get him.
You're gonna sauce him up with some of those nugs.
Yep.
It's a trap.
Maurice Jones-Drew's gonna go for like 40 points on San Diego.
Mm. Ooh, Wales, Monday night.
I'm hoping that Joshua Cribbs really hurts the Jose too.
You know they're both starting. You know they're both gonna roll it out.
Mm, that is a delight.
I need to pick up Foster, Mason Foster, put him.
Yeah. Start Foster the people and see what happens. Then you're just asking for it. Then you know it's gonna happen because you're just asking for it.
I'm really liking Drew Brees and Sproles against Detroit on Sunday night.
Yeah, I like that matchup in my ESPN league, too. Yeah, Darren Sproles might go buck wild.
Mm-hmm.
I could only hope. I don't know. I can't really hope anything. PT, okay,
have,
the PT cruiser
on
gets on. Yes, Earl
Thomas, and I've
my
got
name is Earl Thomas.
Coleman. So we've got dueling safeties on Thursday night, I guess.
And you have LeSean, assuming he plays.
Oh, you could put in Dougie Baldwin.
Well, Jake, I just want to let you know that one of Yahoo's Flames of the Week and Pickups of the Week, I believe, is Matt Moore.
Oh.
Oh, dude, I've been on that train for a while, son. He's been getting off.
Mm. Look at that balling of 6.9. It's a delight.
Oakland's D's not that good. He's still getting underballed.
They've given up the 8th most points to opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's gonna get his. Oh, dude, I thought Perry Riley was a white guy. Perry Riley's not a white guy.
Joe, he's, you have to not bench him immediately.
I'm screwed. He's definitely underballed.
Yeah.
He had 14 tackles. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Why is he getting balled at 347?
They haven't come correct on all
Yahoo the needs then. To Yahoo likes to take it slow.
Yeah, I mean, because you know they still haven't even come around on Matt Moore yet, so.
Exactly. All right. So, are we done with this game?
Yeah, you're going down.
Very
Andy
exciting. Shrum v. Shrum. It's good times.
We don't have anyone. Yeah, we don't have any receivers poaching on quarterbacks.
Interesting.
Jake, you really should have picked up Lance Moore.
Lance.
Mm-hmm. Lance.
All right, let's move on here.
But real quick, we kind of jumped over the fact. Are there playoff scenarios? I mean, there are plenty of playoff scenarios in effect here.
For me? Right?
No.
None. Well, not for you. Not for this game. But we haven't previewed any of those. Are we going to talk about those?
We'll talk about them when we get to the matchups.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Well, why don't we talk about Rangs and Arm? Because that doesn't have any playoff implications.
Exactly. Good call.
That's a good call.
So Rangs is on the bye week. He's going to get the easy win and lock up that 7th spot.
Maybe. I don't know. Look at Arm's balling.
What?
Look at Arm's ball. It's 170, and Rangs is only 188.
Is it Kevin Smith's got that zero balling, dude? I told you he was hurt. Yahoo knows.
That would be incredible if Arm came back with an intense win in the it's a trap week.
It looks like Miles Austin might be ready to go. Garrett Blount's probably not a bad play in that situation. And Rangs does have someone currently on IR on his bench.
Ooh. That will happen. Yeah, I don't think we need to say anything more about this.
Yeah, we're done here.
I just hope that Arm Rangs in a hilarious trap game.
Yeah, it looks like that might happen.
All right.
Let's see. If Rangs does lose, the odds of me catching them are low just because he already has 70 more points. I mean, I'm going to win my game, but I don't know if I can make it that 70-point difference. The way that I put up points, that's not a big, highly likely scenario.
That's true.
But right now I'm sitting in that 8th spot. So let's go to the game that might matter to me.
Okay.
Hammering Hank. Who's Hammering Hank play?
He plays Lee. Triple T.
Triple T.
He plays the much maligned Lee, who is still starting Blaine Gabba Gabba and Matt Flynn.
Lee's going to lose this game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think Lee's going to continue to limp into the playoffs?
Well, I mean, he needs to check that roster.
He does. I have to get up on that G-chat right after this in time to check that shit.
He needs to check that roster. He better get Roethlisberger up in that piece.
Yeah.
He better get Von Miller up in that piece.
He's not going to lose.
The ballings are rather close at the moment, though.
He's not going to lose this.
Well, if he wins, I'll lock up that bye, son. And Lord knows I need it.
Consider it locked.
Oh, wow.
I guess the Lone Wolves could still catch me, too.
Well, if Lee wins.
Lee wins, what does that do as far as playoffs? Can he move back into the 4-5 game?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, if he wins and Andrew loses, then he's back to the 5th spot.
He would need Andrew to lose, though. Because he can't catch him on points.
No, he cannot. So basically, he needs Andrew to lose.
And who is Andrew playing? Let's move on to that game.
Andrew is playing
the Lone Wolves.
And he is balled to lose.
And if the Lone Wolves win, they could easily end up with a bye in the losers' playoff. So it does have significance for them.
I suppose it does. Right now,
it fucking does. Don't scoff.
Right now, there's a 5-point differential between Andrew and the Wolves. If Andrew wins, then he's clearly locked up the 5th spot, and I think that's about as good as he can do, right? Yeah, he'd have to make up 165 points.
Well, and even 4 or 5 doesn't make a difference, really.
No.
Because they play against each other?
Exactly. So,
home field advantage, son.
Basically, if Andrew wants to play Taylor, he'll have to lose, right? Or me.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I would think you would not want to play Taylor or Bags when you could play D-Red instead, right?
Well, one would think, but you never know. D-Red has been playing kind of well recently, so.
And Bags has been playing shitty recently.
So says the man that lost to me last week.
next game.
Yeah, next game. Let's go to
Taylor and Wiz. And a resurgent Wiz.
Yeah.
Even though we lost by 100 points, he's still resurgent.
It's true. Taylor balled to win, of course. Up by 20.
Only 20, though.
Yeah. That's well within Good Ashes range. Or whatever he's about to change his name to.
And he's got Dustin Keller in that starting lineup.
Those quarterbacks on Taylor's squad, not very scary.
That situation has not resolved itself. That's been an issue since the draft.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he drafted 4, and perhaps maybe even his best one got himself on IR.
No, his definite best one got on IR.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Got his stuff on IR. JC?
J. Scramp.
J. Camp?
J. Scramble.
And he was foolish to not pick up Carson Palmer.
Yes, he was.
But he does have the Gronk, and the Gronk can get off.
Oh, the Gronk will get off.
And if Andre
preordained.
And if Andre Johnson's back, that's going to be big. New England might beat Indianapolis by 80 plus points.
Did you say 80?
Yes, 80.
That's true. Yeah.
In the dome, they're going to be going buck wild.
So that'll that'll just pour salt in Jack's wound.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough weekend for Jack.
In any case, with a win and a my loss, Taylor would move into the bye week scenario in the playoffs. Or if we both lose or we both win and Taylor outscores me by 110 points, he would also move into the 2nd spot.
Are we talking about Bags and D-Red?
Well, we're talking about Taylor's playoffs.
All right, Bags and D-Red.
Yeah, okay. Me and D-Red.
Bags is going to lose.
Am I?
Yep. Bags is going to lose bad.
Why is that?
Because you're gonna sting it up bad the rest of the season.
Okay, which is only one game.
I was just going to read back whatever the smack talk you said was, but then it wasn't anything after that, so I had to stop.
Okay. That's good, I suppose. D-Red has not implemented any of his new pickups. He's got Sidney Rice on the IR, so I assume he'll...
Ooh, Sidney Rice is on IR?
Yeah. He got mad concussed.
Didn't he get concussed? Yes.
He's got the migraines, son.
Yeah.
He's got the Percy Harvin migraines.
Yeah, he does now anyway. Earl Bennett.
Huzzah. Did Earl Bennett lay him out?
No.
Oh, he has Earl Bennett.
I don't know why that's noteworthy, but...
If Earl Bennett had laid out Sidney Rice, that would have been...
He's going to start Earl Bennett?
Weren't you guys talking about how great Earl Bennett was like a week or two ago? I can't believe Earl Bennett hasn't been picked up.
That was before Jay Cutler got... crunched.
Yeah, riggedy wrecked.
Yeah. In any case, man, DeQuell's got a huge ball.
That's par for the course.
My God, that is a big
ball. Oh my God, 28 points?
Yeah.
He's balled higher than
Aaron Rodgers.
That's a ball we've never seen before.
No, we've never seen
balled higher than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, but he's moving to the weak side.
That's not good.
Oh.
And Titus Brown is taking over the middle.
Titus Brown.
Uh oh, Bagsy Bear just dropped DQ.
Yeah, I think I'm good on that. I think he started on the weak side, didn't he?
Who's Titus? Is anyone with this? Yeah, are you guys already looking up Titus?
Jake's about to pick his ass up.
Really is. I'm trying to.
In any case, yeah, I don't know. This should be a pretty good game.
Prince Nakamura wasn't doing anything on my team.
Wait.
Jake actually picked him up.
Damn it.
Joe, that's the nail in the coffin right there. Titus. Titus is going to show you an L.
Oh, my God. Titus Brown didn't score any points through 6 weeks. 2-7, 8-0-8, 2-9, 0-0-7.5.
That sounds like a winning formula right there, J-Skews.
Sun is dark, though.
Yes.
Kid, it's dark. He's going to bring the Nizzles.
Is he playing in a night game?
He is playing at 4 o'clock against the Ravens. Ravens like to pound the rock.
And it might get dark. It might be,
it'll be dark by the end.
Evening. Yeah, it'll be evening by the nighttime. He's going to be camouflaging in there real nice.
Real.
Yes. In any case, playoff scenarios. If I win, like I said, if I win and Taylor loses, then I will have locked up the second spot.
I'm starting Titus Brown.
Also, you get the bye.
Yes, exactly. If I win and Taylor wins, but Taylor does not outscore me by 110 points,
you get the bye. Bye.
And then D-Red technically
could... We're set with D-Red, but could he move up to the 3 slot?
D-Red could move up to the 2 spot technically if both I and Taylor lose, and then D-Red outscores me by 120, I think.
Yeah. And he can move up to the 3 spot if
Taylor loses... Well, yeah, if Taylor loses and he outscores Taylor by like 11 points or something.
Just a couple of points, yeah.
Yeah, so... He's really. I'm sure he's really gunning for Lee, even though it'll be much to his chagrin that he gets more power wins and therefore will be put in the top division again. I would also like to say that I'm hoping that I can avenge my previous loss to D-Red earlier in the season. So.
Oh, that would be nice. That's right.
I'd like to come out even in the divisional games. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's gonna basically do it, right?
Speaking of
wrap
which,
it up, B.
Well, actually, but I just realized something. Drew and the Wolves are playing for the division title. They both have, I mean, kind of. They're both 2-1, and they're playing against each other in the division.
Hey. Nice.
You know what that means, though?
It's a Nothing. Trap.
That means I beat one of those suckers.
Nice. In any case, I don't think we're going to spin off in anything this week, correct?
Nope. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say either.
I do. Batman, did that John Carter trailer come out yet?
Comes out in a minute. 2 minutes.
Oh, it comes out at midnight?
2 minutes, yes.
What's John Carter?
This incredibly bad-looking movie. With,
it looks
amazing. With, No, with the running back from the Friday Night Lights.
With Riggins. Tim Riggins.
Yeah, with Riggins.
Oh, fuck. Riggs is in it?
Tim Riggins is starting.
Riggs isn't in it. He is John Carter.
Yeah, he is John Carter.
What?
Anyway, okay, so this John Carter movie is actually being directed by Brad Bird of Pixar and The Simpsons fame. And it's a live action, although there will be a bunch of CGI aliens. I think Pixar is doing the CGI.
Man, Bob Costas really just starts laying in right in the first 10 seconds of this clip.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's unbelievable. And he makes that crack about the Kardashian. It's really hilarious.
And like, he's kind of getting in on everyone. He's like, listen, all you motherfuckers.
Oh, he's all over
so
the place.
Stupid. Like, he's, like, basically calling out America.
Basically.
All
it's
right.
good. It's good.
Well, I think on that note, we'll just end this podcast. And next week,
he says we live in a culture that, in many ways, grows more stupid by the minute, or something like that. He's basically calling everyone out.
Check it out,
especially Joe Schrum.
All right, dude, this thing is up.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Next week, hopefully, we'll be able to come with a playoff podcast, playoff extravaganza. Hopefully, we'll be able to get all of the upper tier playoff managers.
And me.
On the and Jake.
Yeah.
On the podcast. And if not, we're going to try our best to get as many as possible. So we'll come to you guys next week.
Looking forward to it.
When you're walking down the street and you see a little ghost, what you gonna do about Ghostbusters?